to see everyone here. I want to make a few introductory remarks here so that we know what we're doing, because this is a very participatory activity this night. So a few things to be aware of. During communion, which is pretty early in this service, you're invited to come forward and receive communion by intinction here at the front. And people will be moving around throughout. The readers will sometimes be seated in the pews, and sometimes they'll be up here at these microphones speaking. So just be aware there's going to be movement going on. And we're trying to keep it within the script. So as as Kyle, who is our Jesus character, is doing that part of the script. And you know, the script is straight from Scripture. No additions or deletions. It's just straight Scripture. Different people are reading the different parts. So as Kyle is reading that, I will be taking the communion elements and then bringing them down to our church officers during that time. You are invited to come forward during that time and receive the sacrament. The other thing is, if you look in your bulletin to scene 4, which is about the fourth page in, it says, when the congregation hears the passage below, please join in all, where it says all. And you can look at the left-hand side and see where it says all. And Pilate will ask, then what shall I do with Jesus who is called the Christ? And you are to say, crucify him, or let him be crucified, however you want to do it. And we will do that twice. And the second time you should do it with a little more volume. I have done this numerous times, and every time I do it, it kind of hits me anew and afresh. And then as we sing the Wondrous Cross, you'll be invited to come forward. Well, actually, not verbally, just do it at the appropriate time where it says nails upon the cross. And hopefully you all have a card, and we ask that you write your name on that card and then come up, and we will nail our names onto the cross here at the front, and then that cross will be leveled up here, and then we'll finish the service. We ask that you go in silence. There will not be a postlude. We're not serving refreshments. We're not having a party here afterwards. It is a quiet night when the disciples went, fled and hid. So that is how we will approach the ending of the service. Let's pray. Loving God, we thank you for this week. We call it Holy Week. Holy to say that it's sacred to us. It's a sacred time because we remember the events of the life of Jesus during this time. Sunday, he came into Jerusalem in glory and victory. People were calling out, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. They were putting cloaks, their own clothes, down onto the path in front of him. They were calling out for him to become the king. And by Thursday night, he was celebrating Passover with his disciples. And then he was betrayed by one of his own and brought to trial and crucified. And so we remember those events this night because for us, they are sacred. They are holy. And we want to remember them well. So open our hearts and our minds and our spirits, Lord God, so that we might experience this night anew and afresh, so that we might be filled with wonder at your sacrifice and love for us. And we pray this in your powerful name. Amen.
Now on the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus.
Where will you have us prepare for you to eat the Passover?
Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, the teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.
And the disciples did as Jesus directed them, and they prepared the Passover.
At this table.
When it was evening, Jesus reclined at the table with the 12. And they were sorrowful and began to speak to him, one after another.
Is it I, Lord?
Is it I?
He who has dipped his hand in the dish with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe to the man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born.
Judas, who would betray him, asked him,
Is it I, Lord?
Jesus answered him,
You have said so.
Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it, and gave it to his disciples.
Take, eat, and this is my body.
And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them.
Drink of it, all of you, for this is the blood of my covenant, which is poured out for many, for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
After the meal, when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. When they arrived at the Mount of Olives, Jesus spoke to them.
You will all fall away because of me this night, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I am raised, I will go before you to Galilee.
Peter answered him,
though they all fall away because of you, I will never fall away.
Truly I tell you, this very night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times.
Even if I must die with you, I will not deny you.
And all the disciples said the same. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he spoke to his disciples.
Sit here while I go over there to pray.
And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee. He began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he spoke to them.
My soul is very sorrowful, even to the point of death. Remain here and watch with me.
And going a little farther, he fell on his face and prayed.
My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will.
And he came to his disciples, and he found them sleeping.
So you could not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Again, for a second time, he went away and prayed.
My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done.
And again, he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So, leaving them again, he went away and prayed for a third time, saying the same words again. Then he came to the disciples.
Sleep and take your rest later. Behold, the hour is at hand. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Arise, let us go. Behold, my betrayer is at hand.
While he was still speaking, Judas came, one of 12, and with a great crowd, with swords and clubs, from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, The one I will kiss is the man. Seize him. And he came up to Jesus at once and said,
Greetings, Rabbi.
And he kissed him.
Friend, do what you came to do.
Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and seized him. And behold, one of those who were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. Jesus said to him,
Put your sword back into its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then should the scriptures be fulfilled, that it must be so?
Then Jesus spoke to the crowds.
Have you come out against a robber with swords and clubs to capture me? Day after day I sat in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But all this has taken place that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled.
Then all the disciples left him and fled. And now at the Jewish council, then those who had seized Jesus led him to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders had gathered. Peter was following at a distance, and he went as far as the courtyard of the high priest. And going inside, Peter sat with the guards to see the end. Now the chief priests and the whole council were seeking false testimony against Jesus that they might put him to death. But they found none. Though many witnesses came forward, at least two came forward.
This man said, I'm able to destroy the temple of God and to rebuild it in 3 days.
Have you no answer to make? What is it that these men testify against you?
But Jesus remained silent.
I turn you, by the living God, tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God.
You have said it, but I tell you, from now on you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven.
Then the high priest tore his robes.
He has uttered blasphemy. What further witnesses do we need? You have all now heard his blasphemy. What is your judgment? He deserves death.
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 Death. Put him to death. Death.
Death.
Then they spit on his face and struck him. Some slapped him.
Prophesy to us, you Christ. Who is it that has struck you?
Now Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came up to him.
You also were with Jesus of Galilee.
I do not know what you are talking about.
And when he went out to the entrance, another servant girl saw him.
This man was with Jesus of Nazareth.
I swear by the God of heaven, I do not know the man.
After a little while, the bystanders came up to Peter.
Certainly, you are one of them. Your accent betrays you.
Damn it, I do not know the man.
Immediately, the rooster crowed, and Peter remembered the words of Jesus. Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. And he went out and wept bitterly.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders, the world above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You were here before the world began, above all kingdoms, above all.
When morning came, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And they bound him and led him away and delivered him over to Pilate, the governor. Then when Judas, his betrayer, saw that Jesus was condemned, he changed his mind and he brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders.
I have sinned by betraying innocent blood.
And throwing down the pieces of silver into the temple, Judas departed. And he went, and he hanged himself. But the chief priests took the pieces of silver.
It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, since it is blood money.
So they took counsel and bought the potter's field as a burial place for strangers. Therefore, that field has been called the Field of Blood to this day. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken by the prophet Jeremiah, saying, and they took 30 pieces of silver, the price of him on whom a price had been set by the sons of Israel, and they gave them the potter's field, as the Lord directed me. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor questioned him.
Are you the king of the Jews?
You have said so.
Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?
But Jesus gave him no answer, not even a single charge, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Now, at the feast, the governor was accustomed to release the crowd, any one prisoner whom they wanted. And they had a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they gathered, Pilate questioned the crowd.
Whom do you want me to release for you? Barabbas or Jesus, who is called the Christ?
Pilate knew that it was out of envy that they had delivered Jesus up. Besides, while he was sitting in the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him saying, "Have nothing to do with that righteous man, for I have suffered much because of him today in a dream." Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor spoke again.
"Then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called the Christ?
Crucify him. Let him be crucified.
What evil has he done?
Crucify him. Let him be crucified."
So when Pilate saw that he was gaining nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took water and washed his hands before the crowd.
"I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves.
His blood be upon us and our children."
Then Pilate released Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole battalion before him. And they ripped him, and they stripped him, and put a scarlet robe on him. And twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and put a reed in his hand. And kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, "Hail the King of the Jews." And they spit on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of his robe and put his clothes upon him, and they led him away to crucify him.
Jerusalem that day. The soldiers tried to clear the narrow streets, but the crowd pressed in to see the man condemned to die on Calvary. He was bleeding from a beating. There were stripes upon his back, and he wore a crown of thorns upon his head. And he bore with every step the scorn of those who cried out for his death. Down the Via Dolorosa, called the Way of Suffering, like a lamb came the Messiah, Christ the King. But he chose to walk that road out of his love for you and me. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary. Por la via dolorosa, triste día in Jerusalem, los soldados le abran paso a Jesús. Mas la gente se acercaba, Vera vera che avaba che a cruz per la via dolorosa che sa via dal dolor come via vino Cristo re Signor e fe quel quen quiso ir por su amor por ti por mi por la via dolorosa al Calvario ia morir the blood that would cleanse the souls of all men made its way through the heart of Jerusalem.
And as they went out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. They compelled this man to carry the cross. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they offered him wine to drink, mixed with gall, but when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his garments among them by casting lots. And they sat down and kept watch over him there. And over his head they put the charge against him, which reads, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and one on the left. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads.
"You who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself.
If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross."
"He saved others. He cannot save himself. If he is the King of Israel, let him come down from the cross, and we will believe in him."
"He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now. He was the one to say, 'I am the Son of God.'"
The robbers who were crucified with him also reviled him in the same way.
Thank you.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my riches gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. See from his hands, his fingers, his feet, sorrow and love flowed mingled down. Did e'er such love or sorrow meet? Oh, thorns compose so rich a crown. Oh, the wonderful cross, oh, the wonderful cross bids me come and die and find that I might truly live. Oh, the wonderful cross, oh, the wonderful cross, all who gather near, draw near, and bless his name. Were the whole realm of that were an offering far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Sing together the old rugged cross. I invite you to stand if you're able to.
With blood so divine, seated.
And when it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who also was a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. And Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen shroud and laid it in his own new tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there, sitting opposite the tomb.